Activities and speakers. The camp meeting had its real beginning when at 5 o'clock in the afternoon those on the grounds assembled under the sugar maple trees facing the speaker stand. Ellen White gave what might be called the keynote address. Through the week of meetings, 16 discourses were given, 6 by James White, 5 by Ellen White, 4 by Andrews, and 1 by Nathan Fuller. Uriah Smith reported. We doubt if a series of more stirring, earnest, vehement, and pointed discourses were ever consecutively given. They were all aglow with the fire of present truth. The Spirit of the Lord is evidently calling the minds of His servants to the special duties and dangers of the Church at the present time. Ibid, September 15, 1868. The weather was good. Meetings were held under the trees through Sabbath. 300 people tented on the grounds. It was estimated that 1,000 Sabbath keepers attended most of the time, many staying in the homes of church members in the right area. Some thought that on Sunday as many as 3,000 were on the grounds as people from the surrounding country came in. But Sunday morning a hard rain fell, and attendance dropped to about 2,000. Meetings were held simultaneously in the two big tents. Sunday afternoon, as the sky was clearing, Ellen White spoke. Tracts were distributed freely to the crowd. Then in the evening James White spoke from the stand on the law and the gospel. Meetings continued through Monday, the evening meeting bringing the camp meeting to a close. Smith reported of the week-long convocation that best of order reigned throughout, and no disturbance was experienced from any quarter, Ibid. Joseph Clark, a layman, declared in his report. The order and regularity observed at this meeting was unusual for a meeting of this kind. If all camp meetings could be conducted as this was, we should hear of glorious results, Ibid, September 22, 1868.